A Belgian court today found four Rwandans, including two Catholic nuns, guilty of war crimes in connection with Rwanda's 1994 genocide. The trial lasted nearly 2 months. It marked the first time a civilian jury in one country sat in judgment of war crimes committed by citizens of another. Nick Spicer in Brussels prepared this report.
13th question, oui. 14th question, oui.
It was past 1 a.m. when the chairwoman of the jury read off its answers to 55 separate questions about the defendants. As the answers came, the guilty verdict became clear, and friends of the victims reached hands to their shoulders to comfort them. Many members of the audience were Rwandan, both Tutsi and Hutu. Some wore looks of relief and vindication. This trial happened here because relatives of victims of the genocide in Rwanda recognized their killers on the streets of Brussels. Aloise Kabanda was one of the Rwandans who asked the Justice Ministry to file charges. He says he lost most of his family in the genocide. Now I think I can sleep, now that justice has been done, says Kabanda. Belgium has done something great for us. The trial also happened here because Belgium is the first country to enact a law giving it the right to try foreign citizens for war crimes committed abroad. In this trial, the first of its kind, the defendants came from one of Belgium's former colonies, Rwanda. The four defendants were typical of the Rwandan elite that masterminded the three-month murder campaign to wipe out the nation's Tutsis. There was the minister-turned-businessman who financed the local Hutu militia. There was the professor who denounced his university colleagues to the killers. And there were the two nuns who called in the militia to kill Tutsis hiding in their convent. In her testimony, Sister Gertrude told the courtroom she was too afraid to stop the killings at her convent and that she herself was innocent of murder. Prosecutors said she provided gasoline to burn the Tutsis alive. For nearly 8 weeks, defense lawyers warned jurors to put aside their disgust, their sadness, and their moral outrage on hearing accounts of the genocide, and instead to focus only on the actions of the four defendants. Human rights activists say the trial, a test case, was fair. Alison Desfauches was at the verdict for Human Rights Watch and said it was anything but a show trial.
And I've been very impressed with the professional, business-like, serious demeanor of everyone, and particularly the jurors, who have been really very attentive, very hardworking in trying to understand an extremely complex problem.
The court took great steps so jurors could understand crimes committed 7 years ago and over 3,000 miles away. It spent $2 million, flying in 50 witnesses from Rwanda and inviting experts to give the historical context. Gasana Ndoba, whose brother was killed by Professor Vincent Ntezimana, wants other countries to follow Belgium's example, even if there are thousands of suspects around the world.
There are many, of course, as are many the victims. In my opinion, there is no discussion about the necessity, the moral and legal obligation to try them, all of them. It's only a question of means and resources and time, but everyone who has participated in genocide should be tried wherever he may be.
While the verdict is a step forward for human rights law, much work remains to be done in bringing justice to Rwanda itself. Over 100,000 suspects await trial in its prisons. For NPR News, this is Nick Spicer in Brussels.